and have the opportunity for someone to listen to it and recommend it to be played on air. When I finished that poem, some of the poems of mine that you're hearing recorded today, I took it to a LA community college in words station, and I dropped it off with the security guard because I said it was for this particular show that I listened to every morning. Next morning, I get a call from this woman who is irate. She is the whatsy of the who'sy. And she says, "You just can't. What makes you think you could just come by here and leave a CD with a security guard? That's not the way I do things. I'm Miss Hoosie Hoosie Woosie." And it really hurt my feelings. And when I came here, you know, I just was sharing with someone, well, I have some poems, I have some poetry, and they welcomed me to play the one that everyone hears every week when I say, "What time is it?" The Love Time, Poem Time. You know, very welcoming. And so I've been able to see that happen with other people who've dropped off stuff. You know, there is a process for sending something in the mail as well, but it's genuine. It's not just words. And then when you get to the door, there's somebody says, "Well, if you pass me a couple of bucks, I can get you in."
Sure, yeah. There's no payola here.
No.
And, you know, that is a big part of our mandate and our role is to, you know, to be an archive of the community, of the sounds of the community, whether that's the music that's being produced locally. You know, we put a high priority on adding and playing and archiving anything that's local or, you know, otherwise noteworthy from the area we broadcast to. And we try to do what we can to give local artists lots of airtime, and provide other opportunities like playing at concerts. You know, we've partnered with CITR and, another campus community station here in the Lower Mainland to put on the Victory Square Block Party. We, over COVID, we partnered with to put on the Downtown Eastside Showcase, where you performed,
yes,
Charlotte, as well as others. And so there are all sorts of ways that we as a station are looking to contribute to the community and give back to the community and support and build and grow the community that we're a part of and the communities that we're a part of. But we can't do that without your help. So we are asking today and the rest of this week that you make a donation to CJSF's fund drive. It can be a little amount, whatever you can spare. If you're feeling particularly generous, it can be a large amount. You know, we have donors who donate $10. We have donors who donate $35. We have a few donors who donate $200, $300, $400. You know, we have some shows that bring in $1,000. So it is possible. I'm not asking everyone out there to donate $1,000, as amazing as that would be. But, you know, whatever you can manage, we would love the support, and it all helps. And you can do that by giving us a call or texting the word donate to 778-782-CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. Or you can go right to our Fund Drive website at cjsffunddrive.ca and fill out the form there. Click submit, and you will have made a donation to be radio's best friend, to be our best friend, and to keep things going here at your favorite campus community radio station.
And for that person that was getting their pin, I'll say it again, cjsffunddrive.ca. Another example, or highlighting one of the things that Jesse said about the DTES, the Downtown Eastside Small Arts Grant Program. The people who get those grants are expected to get themselves booked. And we have interviewed one or more people, one of them being Mary Seuss, and she presented The Albatross, three poems with music, and she was delighted because she just had never done anything like write a press release or write a bio of herself, and those were things that we helped her in preparing to be on our show. And then she being a person that went and talked, she talked to the people that other people that work at Megaphone, and we've interviewed some of them, and there's a person from that group that's in training. So it's an interactive thing. It's not just at fun drive time that we say come and see the ways that we can help local artists get their career going or have a fair chance, a fair opportunity to be heard. It goes on all year, but we only ask you for money once a year, so we ask that you will give, tell your friends to give, so that we can meet our goal of $10,000 over this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And starting this morning, we're just a little under halfway there. We're at 4,340 as of the last count. And so we got 3 days left. We need a big push to get there. So if you can help us hit that number with a donation of any amount, small or large or medium, whatever size, you can do that by once again going to cjsffundrive.ca or texting the word donate or calling 778-782-2573. I am going to do my part. I love the show that you produce every week, Charlotte, and I'm going to donate $50. We're going to get the ball rolling, and if anyone wants to match that or part of that or stack something on top of that $50 to help Charlotte help Sister C get to her show total, then we would love that. So you can go to cjsffundrive.ca. You can go call 778-782-2573 or text the word donate to the same number, 778-782-2573. Or today between 10 and 5, you can do what I do. Come by the station with some crispy cash. That's what it sounds like.
Real money.
and or a check and make a donation to support CJSF's Fun Drive and be radio's best friend.
That makes me think of a poem.
Oh.
And the poem is called What If? And I had the pleasure of, you know, different times in our Sulua show, we have a thing called pop-up poetry. Mm-hmm. And we invite poets to come in and share a poem and get some friendly feedback. This poem is one that I shared, and it's called What If? What If? This just ties into what you said, Jesse. And it's a call and response. So when I point to you, you say, What if?
Got it. What if?
You looked inside your mind and dared to unwind your beautiful dreams.
What if?
You looked inside your thoughts and scrubbed things with a negative ring.
What if?
You dared to climb the ladder all the way to the top and put new night bulbs in the ceiling above.
What if?
What if when they say we need someone to deliver a meal to someone shut in, you say, I'm the one.
What if?
When you saw people picking on the new person on the scene, you stepped up and said, stop, that's my friend.
What if?
You decided to draw and paint the flowers you see from within.
What if?
You took a mustard seed of faith and let it grow into mountain-scaling power.
What if?
You decided that throwing away useful things needs to end, and it would be better to give to someone that could use them within an hour.
What if?
You looked around your neighborhood and found fences you could mend, sending bolts of hope that it could look new again.
What if?
We looked inside our hearts and found they have fountains of endless love.
What if?
We opened those fountains and let love pour out and extinguish flames of anger, hatred, or prejudice as gently as a dove.
What if?
Our names and fame became associated with creating heaven on earth.
What if?
We did the simple thing of sharing smiles that boost self-worth. And now I'm going to add another what if you decided to dial
778-782-2573 or go to cjsffundrive.ca to make a donation now.
What if we see that donation showing up on our meter within the hour?
I know what if. We'll be so pleased, so excited.
And we'll know that you really are our best friend.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to continue on with me sharing some of my recorded poetry with you. Tonight, lead them from their struggle and strife. Lord, please hug the children tonight. Wash them pure from urban blight. Lord, can't you hug the children tonight? Help them to see struggle in a new light. Teach them to love instead of fight. Lord, please lead the children away from the horrors of the day. Block them from stray bullets and prevent fresh, innocent lives from being spent. Lord, please steer all the youth. Show them clearly our God's truth. And lead them away from the acquiescence that short-circuits adolescence. Lay hands on the city of angels today. In fact, please lay hands on the world today. There's hardly any place to play. Give us back a reverent nature. Help us to stop saying, I hate you. Bring us into a new reality where childhood can be enjoyed in its totality. Help us all commit to a new truth that makes life a joy for children and youth. Lord, please hug the children tonight. My Lord, please hug the children tonight.
Your ears. Fun Drive is here. Become radio's best friend this year by donating now at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
What a day, what a day. I'm celebrating my 6th year as a host and at the same time celebrating our 7th year of having a fun drive. I'm thanking those of you who are calling or telling others to call or text the word donate to 778-782-2573. Now, I have another of the stories of things that make me love having this position as a host. This person that leads a Friday morning show called Saluau, which means my guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Now, a listener that we had who acted upon what he's heard is a man named Neil Vian. Neil first participated with us doing a podcast 2 years ago, and he had a lot of poems, but he hadn't put them in a book. So now he has published not only a book, but he has had a publisher welcome him to do some more work. But he's come on the station and he had the opportunity to share his trip across America. He so believed in his work, but it wasn't getting published here or bought. He bought a case of books, he got onto the road, and he talked to Jesse, did an interview in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the Bay. So he was such a determined person. I'm going to read one of his poems because he's come to the station. He isn't just someone who listened while what he had written was being read, but someone who's come and been on other people's shows, etc. So one poem from his book, From the Other Side, by Neal, N-E-A-L-L, Ryan, is No Such Thing. In ordinary world time, there's no such thing as silence, only infinitely small moments between thoughts. By stretching those tiny spaces, one can hear the silence. That's what meditation is for. In ordinary space and time, there is no such thing as nothing. Even in empty space, energy enfolds and unfolds to fill the void. But in the infinitely small spaces between our experiences exists the quiet peace of nothingness. That's what meditation is for. Calm the turbulence of the mind and open the door to the awareness that the consciousness of the universe resides in the void. Filled with nothing, waiting for whatever you choose to put there, this year may you fill the nothingness with love. A thought. The purpose of entertainment is to distract us from seeing the life the way it is. The purpose of art is to open us to a new view of the world.
Beautiful. Neal's words are always thought-provoking and inspiring. And I think it's really, you know, sort of going back to what you were saying before about, you know, with Mary Sose, and with Neal and with yourself and with lots of other people, one of the things that the radio station does is provide a platform,
yes,
right? Provide a place where you can come and share your work, your thoughts, your art, whatever it might be, yourself, you can share that. And you don't, it sort of doesn't really matter where you are on your creative journey or your life journey or whatever journey you might be on. There's a space for you here. And We will help you present yourself to the world, and help you develop as an artist. You know, like, opportunities to present your work are key if you want to develop whatever it is you're doing, right?
Right.
You know, you can work on it yourself as much as you want, but at some point it's got to go out to the world somehow, and it's harder and harder to find. You know, you can put it out yourself, you can self-publish, you can, you know, as Neal did, but he found that just having it published isn't enough. You need to go out, you need to promote it, you need to talk about it, you need to present it to people. And that's one of the things that we do here at CJSF, and one of the reasons that it's worth supporting the work that we do with a financial contribution, a donation to our fund drive at cjsffunddrive.ca or at 778-782-2573. You can call that number or text the word donate to 778-782-2573, and you'll receive a response with all the info you need to make a donation.
Yes, and talking about, you know, self-publishing or self-recording, when I look around this room, there are... Let's describe some of the equipment that's in here, because we talked about how much it costs per day and then how this is made available to someone in the community.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have, to start with, there are four microphones and a mixing board that, well, is from probably the 70s or 80s, but it's it works very well, and it does what we need as a radio station, and to replace it is, you know, it sounds crazy, but tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And this room is sound treated. We've got two turntables. We've got three CD players. We've got multiple computers with lots of different software on them to run everything. And so there's the turntable station, but for DJing behind us. And that's just what's in this room. You know, we have another studio that allows for pre-recording or as a backup studio here. We have another studio at 312 Main, which is where Charlotte records her show, usually this show, which is also likewise filled with, you know, three microphones and a mixing board and two computers, and the room is sound treated and we pay for that space. So, you know, there's a ton of stuff here that if, you know, if you wanted to set this up for yourself, you're talking thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But at no cost, you can come here, get training, use the equipment, and live your own radio dream. And you can support that for other people or even for yourself in the future if you want to come by making a donation today to CJSF's fund drive by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573, 778-782-2573. You can call that number as well, or you can go to our fund drive website at cjsffunddrive.ca.
And what does that SF stand for?
Simon Fraser, because we are up here on the campus of Simon Fraser University.
And so, being both on, this is another accessibility to the community factor, being up on the campus, it's a long drive, mm-hmm. And it's a longer bus ride, but downtown, having that commitment to be, it is in the downtown east side, it is in the area that is not the high rent district, but it's in the area where just being in the building, people who come there to get various social services, people who come there to get medical. So there's about 30 different
organizations in the building.
In that building. So it's a real people place. And people who are getting some of those services, asking, what do you all do, have been given the opportunity to come down. It's not like somebody looking at them and saying, oh, you've got a walker like me.
Sure.
Oh, you've got on old boots so your colors don't match. But just it's an open door and a welcome if a person wants to learn. There's training done there. It's enabled me to come down and do my show on Friday because Jesse's there. There are hours. People can book hours to be able to come and get started with training as a volunteer or get training and help support with a rehearsal to help read the material. You don't come in the door and they say, okay, go, and then criticize you because you didn't go right. There's an opportunity to book time to do a rehearsal or get some tips on reading. So I can call CJSF my best friend, better than a dog. I don't have to get shots for it. All I have to do is myself inject donations in and ask my friends and people who've been on the show or listened to the show to take 5 minutes right now and call or text the word donate, D-O-N-A-T-E, not donut. It's donate time. Dial 778-782-2573, or you can email. Tell us the email, Jesse.
You can email anyone at the station, probably Magnus, the station manager, CJSFMGR, like manager, MGR, at sfu.ca, CJSFMGR at sfu.ca, or you can go right to CJSFFundrive.ca to make a donation there. And we're coming up towards the end of this very special fund drive episode. You had one more recorded poem you wanted to share.
Yes.
Can we get to that?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. This is Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I've got my health back. Uh-oh, my life is back on track. Uh-oh, I've got my strength back. Uh-oh, no pain is in my back. Uh-oh, the devil lost again. Uh-oh, 'cause Jesus is my friend. Uh-oh, I've got complete joy. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I'm floating like a toy. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I've got my life back. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my spirit is intact. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I see the sun rise. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my eyes are on the prize. My Lord is my best friend. Uh-oh, uh-oh, he's with me thick and thin. Uh-oh, uh-oh, no worry will be spent. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my body's 100%. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I really love my life. Uh-oh, uh-oh, it's full of joy, not strife. My friends know this is true. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh.
Song about a real experience. I was injured some years ago while I was working as a health promotion officer in Toronto. And I had a back injury that was very, very, very painful. And I went through different treatments and different mind-body healing things. And one morning, I sat up in the bed and there was not that stabbing pain in my back. And I literally said, uh-oh! And being a poet, I wrote a poem about it and found a musician who came up with some music. But now I'm saying, uh-oh, uh-oh, we're feeling good about this time we've spent with you. I feel good about every time I spend time with you, either in the studio or at an event. And so I'm saying to you, uh-oh, best friend, it's time for you to call or text the word donate to 778-782-2573. As you can see, I continue with playing not only, most times, the only song that you hear of mine is at the end when I ask what time it is, and I say it's always love time, poem time. But I thank you for listening this morning. I thank you for the people that you'll tell after you've heard. Listen. This show is really great. What they do at CJSF really does benefit the community, and that will be a wonderful thing that I'll be saying, uh-oh, thank you to you for.
Love time, poem time, love time. Shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. To untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time. love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play.
So, Sandra Hayes